Kerbos. I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Mem Tes. We are here at the bottom of Mem Ches Amabez, four lines up, at a clean, new Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about the following topic. Torah tells us that if two people are fighting, they jostle, I think it's a terrible translation, if they jostle a pregnant woman and she loses the fetus, God forbid, and she miscarries, so the guy has to pay what's called Dmei Vlados, just to pay for the lost child. And the question is, does that apply to a shore as well? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says like this, Shore Shayim is Kavin the Chavero, right? A shore is trying to gore another shore. And Rashi says over here, Hu Adin is Kavin the Isha Nami Potter, right? As we'll see in the Gemara, this part of the Mishnah doesn't really matter. But either way, the shore, if he's intending to hit one shore, if he hits a Isha of Yatzov Yodah, right, and he hits Rechman al Tzan, hits a pregnant woman, and she loses the pregnancy, so Potter mid Dmei Vlados, the owner of the shore is Potter from paying Dmei Vlados. The Adam Shayim is coming to the Chaver, because the Isha of Yatzov Yodah, but the Pazuk says, as we started out with today, right, if a person was trying to hit his friend, and he hit the woman, and then she lost the fetus, so then Mishalim Dmei Vlados, then he does pay Dmei Vlados. Kates of Mishalim Dmei Vlados. How do you evaluate that? Shaman is Aisha Kamashi. Kamashi Yafa Achilo Yalda. Right? You evaluate the woman, what is she worth, right, before she gave birth, right? Vikamashi Yafa Misha Yalda, and how much she's worth after she gave birth, i.e., right, the difference between her being pregnant and not having a child. And that's the difference, right, is what the guy pays. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says, right, 1 second. If a woman, after a woman gives birth, she goes up in value. So how could that result in the payment? What, the woman's going to have to give him money, right, for taking out the fetus? We'll have to understand exactly what that means. Right, the Gemara is going to have a couple of possibilities, but okay. But Elo says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shaman is Avlados Kama Hein Yafin. You evaluate not the woman, but you evaluate the fetus. Right, how much a child would be worth. I don't know how you evaluate that, but again, maybe on Pashas is on the open market. Venosel Nabal, and the what's it called? And the money goes to the husband. Vimein Nabal, and if the husband's not around, so then Nosel Yorshav, right? Yeah, if he passed away, then you give to his inheritors. Ha'isa Shifcha v'nishtachra o'gires, right? But if there is no inheritors, meaning she was a Shifcha and she got freed, or it's a convert as a gires, and there's no Yorshims, and then Potter, the guy does not have to pay any for the fetus. So the Gemara says, again, from the Mishnah, right at the beginning, first line of the Mishnah, time with them is coming the Chavero, right? It seems like the shore is Potter, right? Only if it is, right, the implication of the Mishnah is it's only Potter if he was trying to gore another ox and ended up hitting the woman. Apparently, right, if he was intending, right, to hit the woman, then the owner of the shore would pay Dmei Vlados. Maybe that's against Rav Ada Bar Ava that says a shore that tried to gore a woman is Potter. So Amar L'Chor Vada Bar Ava, he would say no. Who Adin Afilin Is Kavlin La'isha Nami Pturin Midmei Vlados. Right. So too. Right. Again, it's the halacha is true regardless of what the shore was shooting for. V'ha D'Katani Shor Shaidim Kavlin La'Chaveiro. Right. The only reason to mention that was the case that the shore was trying to hit it's another shore. Ka'aydi D'Kaboy L'Misni Seifa, because it's really trying to parallel it with the Seifa. Right. Seifa is the case, right, from the pasuk. Right. Where Adam Shaidim Is Kavlin La'Chaveiro. A person is trying to hit his friend, and then he hits the pregnant woman. So therefore, Ksiv Kra, so Gatani Rishonami, right, Shor Shahai of Miskavin the Chavero, right, because that's what the Pasuk says, right, so it's just like the Seifa is going to talk about what the Pasuk says, so too, it had a parallel case in the Risha, but really, right, the Halacha is true that, I guess, Shor that causes a woman to lose a pregnancy is not going to pay Dmei, the owner is not going to pay Dmei Vlados. Amar Papa says, Shor Shinagar has a Shivcha Vyatsu Yodah, and Misham Dmei Vlados, right, the one exception, however, says her Papa, is that if the Shor hit a Shivcha, and then she lost the baby, so then Mishalim Dmei Vlados, then you would pay the value. My time, why is that? Because Chamarta, a Chamor, because the shore is really just damaging a Chamor. It's just damaging a donkey. What does that mean? Basically, as we've pointed out, right, a Shivcha Kananis, who has a child, produces an Eved. Right, and the Eved, right, belongs to the master. That's Lechora, halachically, a piece of property. So it's just like the shore damaged the guy's donkey. Damar Kras Balik says, Shuluch Ampo Machamor, Ama Doma Lechamor. Right, that's how we darshan out the Kananim, or every Kanani is a halacha of like a Chamor, like property. That's why Avram said to Eliezer, said, stay here by the Akedah, stay here and wait for us to come back, right? And then we darshan out Amadom al-Chamor, right? Imachamor, Amadom al-Chamor. So we darshan that out, right? And so too, right, again, Shivcha Knanis, who have a child, that would be Nevi Knani, that's property, right? And the Chor, you'd have to pay, you have to pay for that. Okay, Ketzah Mashalim Dmei Vlados, how do you evaluate Dmei Vlados? This is going to take us for a little bit. Dmei Vlados, right, again, why do we say, again, we figure out, again, when we say Dmei Vlados, the Mishnah says, again, the Gemara is going to notice the difference in the kind of strange phraseology. It says, how do you pay for the value of the fetus? And then they say, right, you figure out how much a woman is worth when she's pregnant, how much she's worth after she loses the baby, and then you pay the difference. The Gemara says, Dmei Vlados, Shvach Vlados mi bayle. The Shvach Vlados is what the woman, right, the value the woman gains, right, the woman gets heavier, stronger, right, to be able to carry a baby. So you just describe the difference in the woman, right, between having a baby and not having a baby. That should be shvach vlados, meaning the shevach, the increase in value that she gets, right, because of if she's pregnant. So Gemara says, "Achinami kenamar." Yeah, erechinami. That's true. That's what we meant. But kaitz mishalim demei vlados ushvach vlados. How do you pay that, right? Both shaman is aisha, right? Kami sheyafa ashe shelo yalda, v'kami sheyafa mishe yalda. Okay, so that's what we meant. Fine. Good. Meaning that's meaning in the sense that you're going to pay both, right? Again, the value of the child and right the woman's difference, right? That's what the Mishnah meant. Amar Shimon Gamliel Imkain Misha Isha Yuladis Misha Bechas. Again, what was this phrase? Mike Amar. What is Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel saying? Face value seems to say that again, if you're calculating the difference between a woman who's pregnant and a woman who's not pregnant, and you pay the difference, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to say that that's a negative. That's going to be a negative sum because a woman is more valuable, right, after she gives birth. So Amar Rabbi says, "How come?" Maybe that doesn't make sense, obviously, because you're not going to have a scenario where she's right has a negative balance. But he's got a negative balance, and she's got to pay him back. That doesn't make sense. So Amar Rabbi says, "How come?" This is what he meant. When a woman's more valuable, right, before she's giving birth and after she's giving birth, what do you mean? A woman's more valuable after she gives birth, right? So again, so that's what you explain. Therefore, if you take that number, right, you end up with a negative. Elo, what do you do? Shamanis avlodos, you evaluate the child and you venos the labal and you give it, right, to the husband. Meaning you can't get to a negative value, right, with the mother. Again, that's how we explained in the outset. Then we're going to see another option. But that's how we explained the outset. Since that valuation will lead to a negative number, you just take the value, right, of the child. Again, this is basically what we just said. Right? So the Brisa, right, kind of elaborates and explains that this is exactly Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita. That is Rava's opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rava says no. Then Hachikani Katani. This is what he means. V'chi isha l'misha yoledes misha bechas, v'in la'atzma shvach vlados klum. Right, one second. A woman, right, she becomes more valuable. Right, the money again is going to the vlados is going to her husband. So the woman is only becoming more valuable. Right, the value that is increased here is only for the father. Right, she herself doesn't get any stronger and more valuable through her pregnancy. She doesn't get anything, right? Why? So Rava says the question, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is like, why does the woman get anything? Right? It's her body that's becoming stronger and bigger, etc. Ela shaman is avlados v'nosin labal v'shvach vlados cholkin. That we have, there are two payments here. The valuation of the child, right? That the pasuk says, right? That goes to the husband. But the shvach vlados, the fact that the woman became more valuable and stronger, etc. That goes to both of them. That you split it between, right, the baal and the isha. Tanya Mihaku, we also have a brisa that supports Rava. Amr Shimon Gamliel, Isha Lemi Sheyoledes Mishabachas, right? Vein Asma Shvach Vlados Klum. So, Ella, rather, no, Shaman Nezik Bifni Asma, Vatar Bifni Asma, right? So, rather, this is a little bit more elaborate, right? What do you do when you pay, right, for Dmei Vlados? So you evaluate the damage, right, for the woman, right? Obviously, you have to pay that. Vatsar, and the pain, right? It wasn't just, this is not a simple, thing that happened. There's a lot of pain involved, so you have to pay for that as well. V'shamin is avlados v'nosin labal. The value of the child, right, goes to the husband, and then v'shlach shvach vlados cholken. Then you split, right, the increase, the appreciation, right, that the woman had when she was pregnant, and now she's obviously losing that because she's no longer pregnant. The Gemara says kashrim v'shamin gamliel v'shamin gamliel. One second is a stira between v'shamin gamliel, right, in this brisa. And the other brisa, meaning this brisa, we said that the woman, right, and the husband excuse me, are going to split by the Shvach of Lados, the fact that she became better. But now, my first price doesn't say that we don't split at all. Right, I mean, the first price is that the woman's worth more right after she gives birth. Right. Meaning that the second price assumes that she has shvach v'lados, that when she's more pregnant, she's more valuable. So, okasha kam v'vakeres, kam she'en v'vakeres. Excuse me, just a little bit of a cold here. But what are the difference between the two prices? First price is a woman who's having her first kid. Second price is a woman who's already had a kid already, and having another kid. And as Rashi explains, we're going to see in a second, we're going to see in the Gemara, or maybe it's Rashi. Maybe that basically back in the day, right, it was very nerve-wracking, it was very risky. When a woman, right, Rachman al-Tzlan, there was a lot of women who died in childbirth, so therefore they didn't know if she was going to make it through the first childbirth. But apparently after she had one, right, then she was good to go, then we knew she was going to have further children. Right? So the first one was a case where she's not going to be so valuable. She's going to be more valuable after she gives birth, because we know she survived the ordeal. But the second brisa is when she's already had 2, 3, Baruch Hashem, 4, Ken Yirbu, and therefore, right, she's going to be more valuable when she is pregnant. Okay, fine. The Rabbanan Amri Shvach Vlados Nami Labal. My time, again, the husband, again, the Pashtus is that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the Shvach Vlados, according to Rabbi's understanding, right, that Shvach Vlados, the fact that the woman's more valuable, that goes to her. They split it between her and the husband. The Tarakamo, the Chachamim, the Chora disagree with that, because that, you know, that was the Mishnah, that was the beginning. So therefore, what is their reason that the husband gets that payment as well? My time. Why is that true? Kidetanan, it probably should be Kidetanya. So the Shas changes it. Good. So Kidetanya. Mash Mishinemar V'yatzer V'ladeh, I need a Dashi Hara. The Pasuk says, right, just to quote the whole Pasuk, or the beginning at least, V'chi Natsu Anashim, two men are fighting, V'nogfu Yisha Hara, and they bump into a pregnant woman, V'yatzu V'ladeh, and she loses the fetus. Well, obviously, right, you don't have to tell me she was pregnant if she loses the fetus. Right, so then she miscarries. It's obviously. So matam lomer hara. Why does it say v'nagfu isha hara? So why did she say she was pregnant? Lomer lecha shvach hareyon labal, to teach us that any appreciation, any value, the increase in the woman, right, goes right to the husband. Rav Shimon Gamliel, hi hara my derish. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel do with that pasuk? So my kedetanya needs it for the following. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omer laolam enu chayav ad she yachne. Keneged Beis Aharon, or Yakena, rather than Yachna. But Yakena, until he hits her, you're only going to be chayav if he hits her, Keneged Beis Aharon, right, by the womb, right? If it hits the woman on the womb. And Amar of Papa, lo tema Keneged Beis Aharon mamish. It doesn't mean literally on the womb, right? I mean, and that's the reason she loses the baby. Right, really, it means any place on the body where it would impact the child, that could cause chas v'shalom miscarriage, excluding maybe she gets hit on the pinky, right? So obviously that's not going to be a case where that would be a big impact, and then you would not be chayiv if Rachman al Salam she lost the baby because of that. Okay, the Mishnah said Haisha Shivcha v'nishtakra ogiris potter. I'm a Rabba says. Again, we had said, what the Mishnah had said, the guy is potter, right? Again, if it's a shivcha that got freed, or a giores, right? Again, there was no yorshim. So in that case, right, again, the guy's going to be potter. Rabbah says that's only, right, when the guy was, the injury happened when he was alive, and then he died. Right? They gave him the chavo b'chaya ager, zachabu ager, because at that point, when he hit her, right, during the ger was alive, the ger was then zocha to the payment. I mean, he didn't get it yet, but he was owed the payment. And then came the mesa ger, zochabu men ager. And then when the ger dies, right, the mazik, the guy who damaged it, right, is zocha from the ger, meaning the guy owes the ger $100. Right, so the chor of the $100 is the ger's, but when the ger dies, there's no yorshim, so that becomes hefker. So the guy who's holding the $100 bill, right, acquires it because now it's his. Now it's back in his rishus. Avachavur balachem is zager. Right, then zach yala ihi bigavaihu. Right, that already if he hit him, right, if the damage happened after the ger died already, so meaning then and so then at that point the woman has acquired right the baby, meaning Lechora, where she's, again, she's pregnant, right? So she's Lechora acquired the baby after the husband passed away. Therefore, you have to pay, right, the value of the fetus to the mother. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, what do you mean? Maridichi, Banu Shalaylam, right, the master of this, Atu Vlados Tsari Ninu, Vizachio Behu, what are our kids, right? Is a fetus a piece of property that you can be Zoka, right? Passing along from husband to wife, right? When the husband passes away, the wife gets it. So no, Ella, right? Isi the Baal Zachala Rachmana, right? In Torah, me, this Xeris Akasa. The Torah is Mechadish, this din, this halacha. That if Rachman al-Slan wife loses a fetus, so the husband gets value of the baby. So the husband's around, so the Torah gave him this payment. For less than the Baal, but there is no husband, so then lo, there is no payment to anybody. So that's Machogesh, Rabbah, and Rav Chisda. We're going to use this right, for a little bit on to Amun Beis. Meisvei, 1 second, we ask the Kasha on Rabbah. Again, that the woman would acquire that payment. Hiko, so you should be able to be alda. No, say nezek matar le isha to me vlados to the baal. Again, like we've been learning, right? You pay nezek and tzar to the woman, and then the to me vlados, right? The value of the baby to the husband. And here's our point. Eina baal, if there is no husband, so then no say liyorsha. If you give right to the yorshim of the husband. Eina isha, if there's no woman, right? If a woman passed away also, so no say liyorsha, right? Her yorshim, right? Get the payment. Meaning that would be, obviously, Rashi points out over here, in case where they're divorced, because otherwise the husband would inherit her. Okay, fine. Meaning Yorsha, meaning usually means her Yorshim, like your kids or her family, whatever. Okay, either way, here's the point that we want to bring out, right? Right, if though the woman was a Shivcha and that got freed, or a Giores, right, and then also married a Ger, and then both the husband died, there's no Yorshim, in that case, Zacha. In that case, the Mazik, the damager, right, he gets, right, the payment, right, he doesn't have to pay, he gets the money, and she doesn't get the money. As against Rabbah, who said that the woman should get the money, so the Gemara says, Amri, mi adifim mes nisin, right, that's not any better than the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah, right, we had said, again, where you're going to be potter, right, and what do we do with that Mishnah? Do'kim de dechavol bebechayager v'meseger, right, so that was the case, we said that, the case in that Mishnah is where they hit him, hit the woman while the ger was alive, then the guy died. And Hakanami Sukhava Bakaya Ger, basically, so it's gotta be the same case over here as well. Therefore, when you hit the woman while the ger was alive, or the ger already acquired the payment, Lakhor, it was his $100 or whatever the value is, and then when he died, so the guy was holding the bill, right, acquires it because it becomes hefker. V'bayis ema, another way to understand, maybe he killed him, right, no, killed him. Maybe the woman lost the baby after, right, the ger died. V'tani zachsa, and what it means is zacha, the price doesn't mean, right, that the mazik is zocha, it means that she is zocha, meaning that the wife is zocha, and that would be like exactly like Rabbah, who said that she would acquire, right, that payment. Okay, 1 second, excuse me. Sorry, it just becomes a little tough to talk. Okay, Lema Ketanai, maybe this machlok is Rabbah and Rav Chisda, right? Whether the woman gets the Mei Vlados in that case, right? Maybe the Lema Ketanai, maybe that is a machlok as Tanai, right? Baz Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, the Ger, and Abram Menu. Again, a Baz is regular Jew, regular Jewish woman is married to Ger. They're expecting a child. And someone hits her and she loses the baby. And that happens and the ger is alive. No sin to me, the vlodos is the ger. Obviously, the husband gets right to me, vlodos. Lachar mis is a ger. Right? If he hit her after the ger died, so then tanichada chayav, tanichada potter. Mahogus, whether he has to pay, i.e., the woman, or if he's potter, the guy doesn't have to pay. My love, tanahi, isn't that exactly our mahogus? So the question is, la rabba vade tanahi. Right? To rabba, right? You can't do anything with this. He's got to accept that there is a machlokas over here. Ella Rav Chisda min leima tanahi, but maybe Rav Chisda can explain a little differently that maybe we can stem both prices, both opinions, Potter and Chayev with Rav Chisda. And the Gemara says, yeah, sure enough, Lakasha harabanan harishim gamliel. Right. So what does that mean? Right. So that we could say that we're not talking about the tmei vlados, maybe we're paying for the shvach vlados. Right. So there, the price, when we say that you're going to be Potter, that's the chachamim. Again, the chachamim, that's a tanakam in our Mishnah. It says the shvach vlados, we explained already, goes to the husband. Rishim Gamliel says that they split it, right? That would be the case where you would be chayef. Kumar says, "Yir Rishim Gamliel, right? My area lachamisa. Well, why is that specifically after the guy died? Right? I feel mechayim nami isle palga. Even if the guy's alive, right? She should also get half." Kumar says, "Enechinami, right? That mechayim isle palga, right? Lachamisa kule, right? That if you're right. If the guy's alive, she gets half, and if he died, then he gets both of them, and that would be exactly." That would be why we're talking about a case where the guy died already. Right? V'boy seima, or you could say Hava Harav Shimon Gamliel, right? Or you could say that according to Rav Chisda, right, again, who says that the payment disappears right after the guy's that doesn't go to the wife. Maybe both of them are Shimon Gamliel, but Kama Shvach Vlados, Kama Dmei Vlados, right? But the question is, what payment are we talking about? Shvach Vlados, that goes to the woman, but Dmei Vlados, right? Again, that according to Rav Chisda, right? There'd be Pater, and that's what the Brisa means when he's Pater, right? You don't have to pay Dmei Vlados because that does not go to the woman. Omri, they said, Mishavach Vlados, Lishma Dmei Vlados. Why don't we learn, right, an implication, an inference, right, from Shvach Vlados, from the halacha of Shvach Vlados, let's learn what it means, with the halacha by Dmei Vlados. Meaning, if you tell me, again, what did we say? We said that by the Shvach Vlados, you split it if the husband's alive, but afterwards, the woman gets the whole thing. So why don't we say that also? By Dmei Vlados, the while is alive, right? Again, while the husband's alive, the husband gets it. But after the guy passes away, so the woman gets it. And from the halacha of Shimon Gamliel, we could learn what the halacha is according to Chachamim, right? Meaning, if according to Shimon Gamliel, right, the woman is going to acquire the chelek, right, of the Shvach Vlados, meaning she, when he's alive, he gets half. After he dies, he gets both. So the chora, according to Chachamim, right, she also does, that's also true. That he should also, she should also, right, get the whole entirety of the Shlach Vlados. I mean, the Machlokas is only, Rav Shimon Gamliel is only arguing, right, again, for the Shvach Vlados when the husband is alive, right? That was our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel says they split it, and the Chachamim say that he gets it. But why, necessarily, right, would they argue about after the guy passed away? We don't see that necessarily seen anywhere. So why would Rav Chisda split, right, and say that there's a difference, right, between Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim? So Amri, they said, lo, Shvach Vlados, the Shaycha Yod Begavayu, Zochya Behu Bekulu. The Shvach Vlados, which is her, meaning she's obviously it's her body, right? So Mimaru Shach, right, even when the husband's alive, right, she's going to get half, and therefore she can be Zocha to all of it. But Dmei Vlados, the Lo Shaych Yod Begavayu, Lo Zochya Bekula. Dmei Vlados, which again, the Torah says goes to the husband, she's not Shaych that whatsoever. So the Chor Shimon Gamliel would not say that she would get anything of that, and the Chacham also, who says that, you know, she doesn't get it even when he's alive, right? Again, also would say that she wouldn't get that from him. Boy, Mene Rav Yeva Saba Mir of Nachman. Rav Saba asked the following shayla: Hamachzik b'shtoros of shalger mao. A little bit different now with the talking about again. Once we're talking about the inheritance and the yorshim of a ger, so what about the following? Hamachzik b'shtoros of shalger. A person has a shtar of a ger, meaning has a shtar that the guy owns property, right? That or he has whatever other types of stuff. He has loans that are owed to him, money that's owed to him, a property, whatever it is. You have the shtar, meaning that guy, again, the ger passes away, right? He doesn't have any yorshim, right? So you don't have his property, but you have the title deed, shall we say, or the any shtar that he has. So Mao, what's the dip? Meaning, do you acquire that? Do you acquire that? Does that work? So man, the machzik b'shtar, that did the arahu the machzik. Right? Do we say that the guy has das to acquire the land? Uvaru lo achzik, and since he hasn't acquired the land because he's not on it, right? That's not a way to acquire property, right? Just taking the shtar, that doesn't work to acquire property, and therefore shtar nami lo kona. So also he's also not kona the shtar, the actual paper itself. Delavadati ashtara, because he's not thinking about the shtar. Or delavadati nami ashtara, maybe he's actually trying to acquire the shtar. So Amalei Ani Mori, right? Not Rebbe Mori, but Ani Mori. Ani means to answer, meaning Rebbe, my master Mori, please answer the Yishayla. Chili Tzur Al Pitzlochaz Tzlochizu the Tzarech. What does he need the paper for? Right? The Shayla is: does he acquire the shtar, the paper? What does he need to put it over his bottle? And then he needs to like wrap the bottle. So Amalei, yeah, Tzur V'Tzur. Sure enough, and Echanami. Some people have uses for pieces of paper. The Shayla was: does he acquire the shtar? And we don't really answer that. Rabba says, "Mashkonos shall Yisrael be a ger. If you have a mashkon, right, that's a collateral. Right, borrow $100,000 and give him your watch. So if you have a watch, that's by the ger. If a mace a ger, then the ger dies. You buy Yisrael acher v'yichzik bo, and then some other Yisrael, right, comes again. And people hear the ger died. He has no yorshim, so people, you know, come into his house. It's hefker, and he picks up this watch. So what happens? Right, we take it back from him. It goes back to the original Yisrael, right, who gave the mashkon to the ger. My time. And why is that? Because giving them is like ger. Because once the ger dies, right, the shibud, right, the lien, right, again, there's no yorshim, right, there's no one here to collect this loan. to collect $100,000 that he lent him. So the lien is gone, meaning everything is gone. So therefore, right, the mashkon, right, this the collateral goes back to the original owner. Mashkon shel ger b'yav Yisrael u'meiseger. What about the opposite? But let's say the ger borrowed $100,000, gave Yisrael his watch, and then the ger died, and then bo Yisrael achar b'hezikbo, and then some other Jew came and grabbed the watch, right? So then, Zekana Kenegan Mosav, Zekana Esashar, right? The guy who lent him $100,000 gets, if the watch, let's say the watch is worth $150,000. So the Ger, the Yisrael, right, who lent the money, gets $100,000 of it, and the other guy, right, gets the other $50,000. Gemara says, why Tignu Lechatzero, right? Why don't we say that the guy, the Yisrael, who's holding the watch, should have end up getting a Kenyan Chatzar on it, right? He should be able to acquire the watch entirely, right? And it's sitting in his drawer in his house, right? That's a Kenyan Chatzar, right? You can acquire it. Damar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Chatzar Shaladim Konel Shalom Midaito. You can do Kenyan Chatzar, even the guy doesn't realize it. So even the guy doesn't even know the guy died, that the Ger died, right? Even so, Kenyan Chatzar is going to acquire. Didn't know that maybe he forgot the watch is even there, right? He's still Midla Shalom Midaito. Should acquire it. So I mean, they say Hakamai Eskina Undelay say. Now the case is where the guy is not around. The guy is not around, and now the problem is, but why is it? Why does that matter? Because kol hechadis of the day, right? Iboy mikni matzikani, right? Kani nami chatero. If the guy's in town and he could acquire the watch, so therefore chatzer works to acquire the item for him. But kol hechadis of the day, if the guy's not around, the boy who the mikni lo matzikani chatzer nami lo kanya, right? Because if the guy's out of town and he couldn't acquire do a regular kinyan on the item, so then his chatzer is not going to work. Velkosan, actually, the interestingly enough, the Gemara says the halacha is the lesse bechatzero de lokana. The case is not like that, meaning that Rabba says that you split the 100,000 and the 50,000, that's only if the item, right, is belesse bechatzero, is not in the guy's chatzer. It's at his office. It's in some other neutral property. The lokana, because he couldn't do a kinyan chatzer. But if the guy, if it was in his property, if it was in his chatzer, so then, right, even if he didn't know about it, even if he's not around, right, we don't paskin that the guy's not around, really, the guy's chatzer is kona for it, for him, regardless. Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah. We'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Everybody should have a meaningful fast. An Erev Shabbos fast, very rare. Opportunity to get some real davening in, some real tshuva, and we'll be zocha to go right down the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and maybe be zocha to hear Yeshua's Menachamos and the Gula Shleima B'mehira. Amen.